funk, carnal funk of women like Bette Davis, and now, as we're going to hear, Lolomi Washburn. On Funky Revolutions, we'll be back after these brief messages.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual-language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
This is it! Fuck y'all! This is it! Right!
Carnal female funk.
I believe in love, and I believe in sex.
From the 1970s. Join us on the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions, Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. Those women who celebrated their sexuality in music, featuring Bette Davis, Lolomi Washburn, and Sylvia, among others. Their music was hot.
I just say it was raw.
This time.
Give me love with the music. Lalomi Washburn, her 1977 album, My Music is Hot. She embraced the double funking throughout her career, both as a solo artist, as a writer and producer. On Funky Revolutions in our series, their music was hot. This is more of the carnal hard funk. She only had really one album in the 1970s under her own name. We already played a track at the end of our first hour that came from the 1996 release, The Songs or Lalomi Washburn. But it's really a dense album that defines the funk worth listening to here from Lalomi Washburn, who also had this kind of complete vision of herself, of her art and her performance. Like Betty Davis, she had a style all her own, which included this huge white afro that she wore for decades. We continue with Lalomi Washburn, who, as I said, is an artist whose music you know sung by other people. And she would work with Rufus and Stevie Wonder for 20, 30 years, writing songs. But I want to listen to her music, maybe a couple of tracks with the bands that she also collaborated with in the 1970s. From My Music is Hot, this is Lalomi Washburn, Double Funkin'.
Pumping. Give me your love, sweet love, don't stop, start pumping. Keep stirring it up, it's nice, don't stop, keep pumping. Said it ain't what you think it is, it's how it feels. And it ain't how you put it in, but how it fits. And it ain't how you move it out, but move it in, yeah. Ain't what you think it is, it's how it feels. You're doing it right, hold tight, don't stop, it's jumping. I'm coming your way, lay, lay, let's do some bumping. Do it again, don't stop, some double bumping. Do it again, don't stop, some double bumping. I'm a lazy lady lover, and I'm waiting undercover. Open Navy. Bumping. You said it yourself, that's right, let's do some bumping. Let it be me, yeah, yeah, let's do some thumping. Keep making it right, hold tight, this room is jumping. Said it ain't who you take it from, it's how you feel. And it ain't how your money falls, but how it spins. And it ain't what you're looking for, but where it's at. What you think it is, it's how it feels. I'll make it okay, please stay, it's really something. I'm coming your way, lay, lay, my heart is pumping. Do it again, don't stop, some double funkin'. Do it again, don't stop, some double funkin'. I'm a lazy lady lover.
Love can't stand some more using. Sometimes can't stand some more using and eliminate a lot of time and confusion. Let me move you, I can lose you. Love can't stand some more using and eliminate a lot of time and confusion. Let me move you, I can lose you.
I think she knew the answer to that, but that's What's Love? My Music is Hot, the LP from 1977, our feature this part of the program. Lolomi Washburn, one of the carnal female funketeers. Her work was, as I said, often successful with other musicians. She was born in Tennessee but grew up in Nebraska and then would gravitate around the West Coast, hooking up with the sextet High Voltage and writing some of the material for them, including this one, Country Road, from the self-titled High Voltage LP in 1972.
Try
It's out of this last project, Lovecraft, and a track called Ain't Getting None from 1975 that we turn into this period where she will try to really record more music on her own, leading up to the album in 77, My Music Is Hot. 1975, she hooked up with the remnants of prog rock psychedelic outfit H.P. Lovecraft. They became Lovecraft and did an album together, We Love You, Whoever You Are. It showed her interest, her wide interest, the kind of free-spirited vision that she had for music as a performer and as a songwriter. The transition from working with High Voltage to Lovecraft came about when High Voltage folded as members joined Rufus. Lolomi Washburn would provide two important tracks to the 1974 album Rufusized by Rufus and Chaka Khan. That would include one of their more important songs, the third from their third album, I Am a Woman, I'm a Backbone. Yeah.
God created heaven and earth. This is a fact that is still taught in church. After completing such a beautiful task, who would inherit this great energy mass? He sat in a corner to think of new birth. His world was there floating, and all its great work. He wandered around till he came with the plan. In his image was crude, so he made him a man.
Living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thought we'd listen to one last track from that powerful album, My Music Is Hot. Lalomi Washburn and Manpower, You Can Do It. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, my name is Khalid, and we continue with our series, Their Music Was Hot, Carnal Female Funk of the 1970s. I kind of wanted to juxtapose the hard funk with the same style of character, but much more in the soul, kind of down-tempo, rhythm and blues, almost quiet storm sound of the 70s from Sylvia, a.k.a. Sylvia Robertson, who quite on the contrary to Betty Davis, in 1973 released her album Pillow Talk, which would go to number one and bring in the breathing era of soul music. On CKUT 90.3 FM, rest your head here with us.
Thank you.
Soul Je T'aime from 1975's Sweet Stuff. Before that, her number one hit, Pillow Talk, the title track from 1973. A song that she had originally offered to Al Green, but that he turned down as it was too sexy and conflicted with the kind of moral outlook he had on life. So she would record it and go on with great success with Pillow Talk, setting the stage for heavy breathers and sensual soul for a number of years to come. And it would be, as you can see, reprised in Soul Je T'aime we just heard. Her career started early in the 1950s, in fact, and she would already set a sense of what she was able to do and how open she was to the suggestiveness of music, the sultriness of music. In the mid-1950s, she would hook up with a guitarist, Mickey Baker, who taught her how to play guitar. She was about 21 at the time. And they would become singing partners up until about 1961, 62, when Baker would relocate to Paris and Sylvia would go on to other forms of involvement in the music industry and new genres. They had one big, big success in 1956 called Love is Strange, number one on the R&B, went into the pop charts in 1957. While they had other successes, this was the most successful of her tracks in the first 20 years of her recording career. And it was a song that had been written by Bo Diddley under his wife's name. Already in her delivery and her performances on television, you can see the sultriness, the suggestiveness that she embraced and actually made the song a hit. The song would be featured in a number of soundtracks, including Dirty Dancing, but first in 1974 was featured in the X-rated film Deep Throat. She wrote a number of tracks for other artists, including Sending Out an SOS for Rita Young, The Whatnots, Brother to Brother, Linda Lewis, Shirley and Company, The Rim Shops, including the track Super Disco. She would also have her label starting in the 1970s after owning a number of clubs with her husband. They would co-found Platinum Records and then eventually Sugar Hill. On Platinum Records, they had a number of artists, including Moments, Donnie Elbert, and the brother-to-brother cover of Gil Scott-Heron's In the Bottle. To give you a sense of where she was coming from, this is Mickey and Sylvia in 1956 with Love is Strange.
Strange, you see. Come here, sweet stuff.
Sylvia's 1976 album, Sylvia, and Sweet Stuff on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Khalid. Our series, Their Music, was hot. As we bring down the mothership, I really wanted to kind of highlight the successes that Sylvia Robertson had. And like many of the artists so far that we've looked at, they really had a sense of self, sense of confidence, wrote music, produced music, drove music for themselves and other artists, and really had a sense of their sensual expression and were very comfortable with it. Sylvia's career was really fascinating. I certainly hope to come back to, well, we've already talked about her in the past and then some of her influence on the on hip-hop, as it were, her place in it as co-founder and producer at the label Sugar Hill. This is from Sweet Stuff 1975. She never got tired of it. This is Sylvia stretching out on Pussycat.
Meow. I said meow, mama.
I'm a pussycat, gonna pull a new time cat. I wanna scratch his back, leave me behind the shack. I've got a bowl of milk, my hands made of silk. And if you're pretty ill, I guess all my cat milk. And you make me purr, and you make me meow. Can you do it now? Don't like messing around.
Mm. Yeah.
Sylvia, a.k.a. Sylvia Robertson. To end this second part in our series, Their Music Was Hot, Carnal Female Funk of the 1970s. Sylvia and Pussycat. My name was Khalid. We'll be back only in a couple of weeks with the third part and last of our series that's been the focus of the month of April. Next week's program, we're inviting you to actually tune in and actually perhaps even go to Facebook for a recording live performance with Paul Caraniello and friends, as we try to get more lively here on the Mothership as part of our Tiny Room series at CKUT. For more, check out our website. As usual, reminding you, free your mind, our collective ass will follow. See y'all next week. One last track from Sylvia, unreleased originally. This is Automatic Lover.
I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover.
In space and time, there's no more. Marcello Magic, Papa.
See me, feel me.
I am your Marcello Magic, Papa. Marcello Magic, Papa. I am your Marcello Magic, Papa. Marcello Magic, Papa. I am your Marcello Magic, Papa. Marcello Magic, Papa. I am your audio magic lover, audio magic lover.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Soundways in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.